This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called How to Get Through What You're Going Through. In these teachings, Rick looks at how God can take every situation in life, including the absolute worst circumstances, and turn them around for your good and His glory. If you know someone who needs some powerful Bible-based encouragement, then stay with us, because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided experience. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God and renew your sense of hope. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called When Life Makes No Sense.
This last week, I went through and I did an intensive study of all the laments of the Bible. And I discovered there's a pattern. And this pattern is the pattern you use to successfully argue with God. Are you ready for this? You need this. This is a form of prayer. And to help you remember it, I want you to remember how much God cares about me. I put it in a little acrostic, C-A-R-E. So write these down, C-A-R-E. Here's the pattern, then we'll look at it. This is the pattern of lament in the Bible. First, the C stands for complain. And you'll find that in many of the laments of the Bible, the complaints are usually in the form of a question. God, why are you allowing this? And the complaints often take the form of a question. That's the first thing. The second, the A in care, stands for appeal. And the second thing I do is I appeal to God's nature. And we're going to come and explain this in a minute. I appeal to God's character and who He is, His attributes, the character, the nature of God. R stands for remind. I complain, I appeal, I remind. This is the third in the pattern. I remind God of His promises. I remind God of His truth. I remind God of what He said. I remind God of His reputation. And E, I express trust in God's wisdom, in the things that I don't understand. I express trust. Now, no matter who it is in the Bible, when they are complaining and they are lamenting to God, they follow this pattern. I could take you through Proverbs and Psalms and prayers all through Scripture of complaining, appealing, reminding, and expressing. So let's look at how you could do it. Here's how you do it. Number one, when I don't like what's going on in my life, when I'm in a struggle with God, when my prayers aren't being answered, the first thing I do is this. Number one, tell God what I think is unfair or painful. This is the start of a lament. I'm going to teach you a form of praying that most Christians have no idea how to do. They only know how to do praise and thanksgiving. But this is how you argue with God. You tell God what you think is unfair or painful. Now remember I said last week that a lament is actually a complaint. In fact, sometimes when you read them in Psalms, it almost feels like a demand. Do something, God. Do something. I've given you some examples there that you can study on your own. I'm going to read you a few out of the Bible. Okay, listen to this one. Here's from Job, Job chapter 13. I've lost all hope, so what if God kills me? I'm going to state my case to Him. Now listen to my words, God of explanation. I'm ready to state my case because I know I'm right. Are you coming to excuse me, God? Speak first, God, and I'll answer. Or let me speak and you can answer me. What are my sins? What wrong have I done? What crimes am I charged with? Why do you avoid me? Why do you treat me like an enemy? Are you trying to frighten me? I'm nothing but a leaf. You're attacking me like a piece of dry straw. That's a lament. I doubt you've ever talked to God that way, but it's in the Bible, and that's called a prayer of lament. Let me give you a couple of others. Here's David. How long, Lord, will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? How long must I struggle with the anguish in my soul, with the sorrow in my heart every day? How long will my enemies have the upper hand? Turn and answer me, O God. I trust in your unfailing love. See what a rapid change that is there at the end? We'll come back. He just followed the pattern I just gave you. Let me just give you one more. A guy named Jehoshaphat. 2 Chronicles 20, he's the king of Israel, and three enemy armies decide to gang up against Israel. They're going to be overwhelmed. They're going to be killed. And here's what Jehoshaphat does. Oh, Lord, are you not the God who is in heaven? You roll over all the kingdoms of the nation. Power and might are in your hand. No can withstand you. And, oh, God, did you not give us this land forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? But now three nations are trying to drive us out. Oh, God, will you not judge them? For we don't have any power to face this vast army that's attacking us. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Those three questions. God, he says, are you not? God, did you not? And God, will you not? He is talking about the pattern I'm giving you right now. He's appealing to the character of God. He's reminding God of his promises. And he's asking God to do it again. That's how you do a lament. So the first thing I do is I tell God what I think is unfair or painful. Let me give you an example here. Psalm 142 on your outline, David says, I call to the Lord for help. I plead with him. I bring all of my complaints to him. I tell him my troubles. When I'm ready to give up, he knows what I should do. Now, in a lament, the tone can be very different. You can lament out of anger, like some of these I just read. You can lament out of frustration. You can lament out of fatigue. God, I am so tired, and I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. You can lament out of anger. You can lament out of disappointment. You can lament out of fear. I'm scared to death. God, help me. I don't know what's going to happen this week, and I'm scared to death. Help. Let me just ask you a very personal question. What are you tired of tolerating in your life?
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
If you really need some powerful encouragement, then let me tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided experience. This full-color, vegan leather study tool will help you take your quiet time to a new level. You can go through it at your own pace. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God so that He can renew your spirit and your sense of hope. The Journey Toward Hope guided experience will help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and will teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. It's perfect for you or a loved one. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with two R's in the middle, .com. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Rick.
There are two keys to praying like I'm talking about right now when you're struggling with God. One of them is you complain to God, not about God, not against God. This is there. When Moses complained to God, God answered. When the people, children of Israel complained, they got stuck in the desert. So there's a right way and a wrong way to complain to God. What's the right way? You do it in faith. You complain in faith. In other words, I believe, God, you're going to hear me on this. You're going to hear me. You're going to listen. God, I believe you can help. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. The Bible says whatever is not of faith is sin. So when even in your complaints, you have to do it in faith. God, I know you can accept this because you're big God. And God, I'm going to complain, but I'm complaining to you in faith. Here's an example, Psalm 55:17. David says, evening and morning and at noon, I utter my complaint and moan. Notice he says, I'm doing it three times a day. I'm complaining to God three times a day. Notice, and he hears my voice. That is complaining in faith. That's lamenting in faith. I tell God what I think is unfair or painful in my life. Here's the second thing you do. If you want to struggle with God and win, I appeal to God's nature. That's A in care. I appeal to God's nature. When you say, God, you know I'm out of work. God, you know I'm infertile. God, you know I want to get married. God, you know, and then you say, and I know who you are, God. I know you're a good God, and I know you love me, and I know you're a just God, and I know you're fair, and I know you see everything in my life, and I know you're all powerful, and you appeal to the character of God. It's a strong key to doing this. The third thing you do, if you want to win the struggle, I remind God of what he has said in his word. I remind him of his promises. God absolutely loves to be reminded of his promises. When my kids were little and they'd say, Daddy, would you take us to Disneyland? I'd say, oh, sure, I will. Because I always say yes to everything. And then I never get around to doing it. But Daddy, you promised. You think I'm going to turn that down? No way, Jose, because I made a promise. So I'm going to keep a promise because I'm a loving father. I may not have the time to do it. I may not want to do it. I may be so stinking sick of going to Disneyland, but we're doing it because you promised. You can do that with your Heavenly Father. You remind God of what he said. God, you said. I love it. Several times in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah goes, God, now you've promised to do this, and you've promised to do this, and you've promised to do this. If you don't do this, you're going to look bad. He is appealing to God's reputation. And that's not just Jeremiah. I could give you dozens of examples. I said, God, if you don't help us in this time, it's really going to look bad on your resume. People are going to start saying, well, that God's no God because he doesn't help his people. And they would appeal to God's promises. They would appeal. They would remind God of what he had said. This is exactly what Jacob did. He's scared to death to go back home to have this family reunion with his brother who wants to kill him. Would you be scared? You've cheated your brother and he's coming with 400 armed soldiers? Yeah. Yeah, he's scared to death. Have you ever feared a family reunion? Probably not like that, but. But notice the prayer Jacob prays. Genesis 32, he reminds God of what he said. He said, you were the one who told me to go home. So you got to help me, God. Genesis 32, then Jacob prayed, O Lord of my grandfather Abraham and my father Isaac. Why is he doing this? He goes, look, you helped these people in the past. Surely you got to help me. He says, the God of my grandfather Abraham and the God of my father Isaac, you told me, circle that, you told me to return to my land and my relatives. And you promised, circle that, to treat me kindly. I'm not worthy of all the faithfulness and unfailing love that you give me, but, oh, Lord, please rescue me from my brother, Esau. I'm afraid that he's coming to kill me, but you promised to treat me kindly and to multiply my descendants. In other words, how am I going to have multiple descendants and be the father of a great nation if he kills me? That isn't going to happen. So see the care here? I complain, I appeal, I remind God of what he said. And then the fourth thing I do in my lament is I express my total trust in God. When you see David's Psalms, David, almost every psalm ends with, no matter how much he's railed on God, he goes, but I'm still going to trust you. And I expressed my total trust in God. And this is what you end your prayer with. You say, Lord, I trust your goodness, and I trust your wisdom, and I trust your love, and I trust your plan, even in the bad things that happen that I don't understand. And the ultimate example of this is Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms, and there are no grapes on the vine, even though the olive crop fails and the fields lie empty and are barren, and even though the flocks die in the field and the cattle barns are empty, I mean, they're in a terrible drought, terrible depression, yet I will still rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. Now you listen to me very closely. The way you win a fight with God is by surrendering. Because there's no way you're going to win it on your own power. I surrender all my unanswered questions. And in return, I get the blessing of God on my life. And I sense His presence. And I feel His love. And I know He cares. And I depend on Him. And He gives me comfort and He gives me power that I don't have on my own. The only way you're going to win in the struggle of life is give up control. The greatest things in your life are out of your control. So what do I do about the stuff that's uncontrollable? I give them to a person who does have the power to control them. God, you're in control. And I know you care. And because you care, I'm going to complain and I'm going to appeal and I'm going to remind you of your promises, but I'm going to expect and entrust and I'm going to express my trust in you. And I'm going to declare my declaration of dependence. The last of the story of Jacob ends in verse 31 of Genesis 32. It says this. So the sun rose. This is after this big wrestling match. So the sun rose as Jacob left Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Do you remember when they were in that wrestling match? It says that God reached over and touched his hip and pulled it out of socket. What is the significance? What's the symbolism in that? Your hip, your thigh muscle is the strongest muscle in your body. It's the biggest muscle, and it's the strongest muscle in your body. God is going to touch you at the place of your greatest strength. So you're going to limp the rest of your life as a reminder to depend on Him, not your own strength. Jacob had a history of running. He ran from responsibility. He ran from the messes he made. He ran from the struggles he created. He ran. He constantly ran. God said, we'll fix that. You're going to limp the rest of your life. No more running for Jacob. What have you been running from your entire life? You see, after you've wrestled with God, He blesses you. But He gives you a reminder to depend on Him the rest of your life, and you're going to walk with the limp the rest of your life. All of God's giants walk with the limp. Let's bow our heads. Before I pray, let me ask you to consider some questions. In what areas are you struggling with God? Question number two, where have you been afraid to give up control? Question number three, where have you doubted God's wisdom? Follow me in this prayer as we close. To say, dear God, you know all the things I struggle with. You know the regrets I struggle with. You know my addictions and compulsions and my temptations. And God, today I've realized that all my other struggles are really rooted in my struggle with you. I have doubted your wisdom. And I have tried to play God. And I realize that your blessing comes not from trying harder, but in surrendering the things that I don't understand. And in surrendering the things that I can't control to you. Thank you that you are a good God. Teach me how to pray the prayer of lament. I thank you, God, that you care. And you said, cast your cares on you, for you care for me. So today, Jesus Christ, I give myself 100% to you. The good, the bad, the ugly, the disappointments, the shocks, the sorrows. give myself completely to you, Jesus Christ. I want you to be the Lord, the manager of every area of my life. And I want to live for you from this day forward. I want to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Hey, if you missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. Be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. That's PastorRick.com. If you really need some powerful encouragement, then let me tell you about the Journey Toward Hope guided experience. This full-color vegan leather study tool will help you take your quiet time to a new level. You can go through it at your own pace. It's full of encouraging Bible verses, exercises, and journaling pages to help you draw close to God so that He can renew your spirit and your sense of hope. The Journey Toward Hope guided experience will help you uncover the hidden reasons you may lose hope and will teach you how to maintain and bolster that hope for a lifetime. It's perfect for you or a loved one. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or just visit PastorRick.com. There's only 2 days left to get this great resource, so don't wait. And now here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, here at Daily Hope, we use the internet and podcasts and email and as many other different channels as possible to share God's hope and love with as many people as we can. Now, one of the ways that we use is by broadcasting on radio stations, just like the one you're listening to right now. Now, you may not know this, but purchasing radio airtime is a significant expense for our ministry. But we want to bring this teaching to you, and we believe you are worth it. Now, in order to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us, we're only able to continue on the air on stations where listener supporters let us know that they're listening to the programs. That's why it's very important that you let us know the call letters and the city of your radio station when you give any kind of gift or support to Daily Hope. This is very important. Let us know your call letters and the name of the city that you're hearing this broadcast. Now, I realize that some of you can't afford to help us out financially. That's okay. We love you. We thank God for you. We want to minister and serve you. Everybody in the body of Christ has different gifts to share at different times in life. You can pray for us, and there will be others of you who can give generously so that God can continue to spread this message throughout the world. You need to know that Daily Hope is 100% funded by the daily gifts and offerings that you give with your generous support. You also need to know that I don't take any salary from Daily Hope. All of the gifts given to this broadcast go directly toward fulfilling our mission of reaching people with the certain hope that we can only find in Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to do something today. Will you pray for me? And will you pray for this Daily Hope ministry? Help us to reach every person in the world with the certain hope that only comes from believing and receiving Jesus Christ. You know, it's only by hearing the Word of God and by putting into practice that we discover and we fulfill the purposes God has for each of our lives. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for your financial support that you're able to give whenever you're able to give it, and may God bless your generosity.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.